Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Victoria Bennion, and the founder of the Victoria Bennion Podcast Booking Agency. And you're listening to The Best Guest, the podcast for business owners, creatives, and entrepreneurs who want to harness the power of podcasts to grow their platforms and increase their visibility. We're here to support you on your journey, bringing you actionable tips with each episode. Now, let's begin.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Best Guests podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Bennion, and we're going to get right into today's topic, which is the juicy subject of podcast guesting forms. Now, if you've pitched a podcast recently, the chances are you'll have been asked to complete a podcast guest form, which is why I wanted to cover this topic and talk about why it's necessary to complete them in the first place and how you can speed up the process and make your life a little bit easier. When I first started pitching podcasts all the way back in 2019, forms weren't as common as they are now. In fact, usually a straightforward pitch was enough. But as the strategy of being a podcast guest has become more popular and more people have shows, forms have become a more common part of the process. You may feel like this is a waste of your time, especially if you've sent through a thorough pitch already. But if a host has asked you to complete a form, then do it. If you want a chance of appearing on their podcast. Otherwise, if you don't, there's a very, very high chance that you're waving goodbye to this opportunity. Not all forms are created equal. Sometimes hosts have already agreed to have you on the show, and you'll find that you'll be given a form, and when you complete the form, you'll be taken to a link to book a slot in the calendar. On these forms, the host may include details about the format of the show and what you can expect, which is always really helpful to know. Other times, you'll find that the form is part of the application process, so it does vary a bit, depending on what hosts are using them for. From the host's point of view, forms can really help streamline their application process and preparation process, which is really helpful, and this can only be a good thing for you as a guest. It shows you that the host takes their show seriously and is invested in it. So although forms do take time, they are something that you need to do to get the most out of a podcast interview strategy and build positive relationships with the hosts. Another benefit is if a host is taking your details, such as links to your social media accounts and your website, there's a good chance these links will end up in the show notes, which is excellent for your SEO. So don't see forms as the enemy. This brings us on to the next point. What do hosts ask for on their forms? Again, this varies. Looking at the forms we've had to fill in lately, I can see that there is certain information commonly asked for, and it's not going to come as a huge surprise. You'll be likely asked for your email address, your telephone number, a short biography, usually that a host can use to introduce you. So this is often under 100 words. A headshot, suggested topics or questions or both that you can talk about, your social media links and website link, the size of your platforms, links to your call to action, links to an affiliate program if you have one, and any gift you might have for listeners. You may also be asked how you plan to promote the episode to your audience. Other questions we've come across are you a member of the host's affiliate program? Some hosts will also, as well as asking for suggested topics that you can talk about, they'll ask if you have a suggested title for the podcast episode. Hosts may have questions that they ask each guest in each interview, so you may find these on the form. Sometimes the hosts want the answers written, sometimes it's to give you a heads up to think about it ahead of time. For example, we had a question recently on a form for one of our health clients that said, What's the one thing you wish more people knew about taking control of their health and well-being? Just last week, for one form, which was more of an application, it required quite a lot of work. We had to listen to a couple of episodes of the show and tell the host how our client could add to the conversations they'd already talked about on this topic and what takeaways the audience would receive. So don't always think you can wing off the answers when you're sent a form to fill in. You won't always know how much thinking you'll need to do for the forms, so allow enough time, or if you open the form up and you can see that it's something that you're going to need to think about and do some preparation for, make a note to come back to it. That said, there are ways to be prepared and cut down the time it's going to take you to fill in the forms. We've had lots of practice at this for our clients, as I'm sure you can imagine, because as part of our service, we schedule the podcasts we book for our clients. And as part of the scheduling, we complete the forms. So, without further ado, I'm going to share with you my top tips for cutting down this time. Number one, create a digital media kit. This is basically a folder that you set up on your computer. It could be that you use Dropbox, Google, whatever makes sense for your systems. In this folder, add one short and one long biography. By short, I mean under 100 words, long, usually around 200 words. Add your headshot. If you're an author, you may want to add your book cover as well. If you have a podcast one sheet, put this in here too. I'd recommend that you do have a podcast one sheet if you're pitching podcasts. So if you don't know what this is, I'll add a link in the show notes to one of our previous episodes where we talk about how to set up a one sheet. Number two, create a document like a Google Doc. Then in this document, you're going to add different information and different links. So firstly, grab the link to your media kit and paste it into the document so that you can share it easily. Some forms may have a field where you can add a link where it says, for example, share your biography or share your headshot. Paste the URLs for your website and each of your social media accounts into this document. Also, take time to note the number of followers you have on each account, because you may well be asked for this too. Paste your email address and your phone number, and I would also paste your short biography into the document. If you have an affiliate program or a special offer or gift that you like to share with listeners, paste all this information into the document. So this will be your description text for these things and the URL. This way, you'll have the majority of what you need for each form in one place, and you'll be able just to copy and paste most parts, saving yourself a lot of time. And tip number three is, before I hit submit, I always take screenshots of the form, just in case I don't get a copy, and then I have a record of what I wrote, and most importantly, what I said our client can talk about. And that's all. If you need any help or support with a podcast interview strategy, perhaps you don't have time for everything that goes along with booking podcast interviews, then this is what we do. So please don't hesitate to get in touch. Our contact information is in the show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to the Best Guest podcast today. I'll talk to you again in the next episode.